coming into tonight's game, we had two undefeated teams, but only one can move forward with that 5-0 record. And for this week's High School Game of the Week presented by PNC Bank, the Middies were able to defeat the Titans with a final score of 24-14 in what was both an offensive and a defensive game. But in the second half, the Middies came out and capitalized on some big plays, stopped the Titans, and got the victory. John, looking back, tell me exactly what you saw that helped the Middies get the win.
Well, I tell you what, it was a great game by both teams. You got to give credit to the Titans. The Middies scored 8 touchdowns last week, and they held them to 3 this week. Joey Batchy was an animal on the defensive side of the ball, but it just wasn't enough. Everyone expected the Middies to air the ball out, and they did a great job throwing the ball, but they had the most success on the ground with 4. He had 170 all-purpose yards, a touchdown, and he had some huge stops on defense to help the Middies get the win tonight.
In the first quarter, the defenses of both the Titans and the Middies had done their homework, not allowing either team to score. The Middies strung together a 14-play drive. However, the Titans held them at the 6-yard line, got the ball back for their offense on a turnover on downs. On the next play, the Titans' Sean Epps ran 44 yards, giving his team good field position. After a 16-yard quarterback keeper, Epps got the ball again, running 27 yards for our first touchdown of the night. The Middies came back on the field ready, and after a series of runs by Alec Four helping his team get back in the red zone, quarterback Dustin Crump ran it in, making the score 7-7. But the big play of the first half came from Brett Swinnerton of the Titans defense, who intercepted a pass from Logan Boleyn. Then, once on offense, quarterback Nick Gassman threw a 32-yard touchdown pass to, you guessed it, Brett Swinnerton, the playmaker, giving the Titans a 14-7 halftime lead. The second half belonged to Midview, who came out right away with Logan Boleyn at quarterback, setting up our MVP, Alec Four, with a touchdown run. They held the Titans again, forcing them to punt with Boleyn as the punt returner for the Middies. After taking the team down the field, Boleyn scored, giving the Middies their first lead of the game. The Titans wanted to come back out and tie the game back up, but our MVP, Alec Four, sacked quarterback Nick Gassman on the Titans' first play of the drive that would lead to the Titans punting it away, making it our Play Like a Brown moment of the game. To seal the victory, the Middies marched down the field, and although they were stopped short of the goal, they still got the field goal, making the score 24-14.
No, I had to trust my teammates. I had to do my job. My teammates did their job. Any team we face, we're going to take them hard every time. So I'm not going to play light against any team.
He's a tough kid. He's a tough kid, and he carries the load on offense as a runner. And we challenged him to run the ball tonight, and that's exactly what he did. It's big momentum. We know that we just beat 2 very good teams last 2 weeks in Avon and Berea Midpark, and you know, now it's about taking it 1 week at a time, and our next opponent's Westlake.
Congratulations again to the Midview Middies, and good luck with the rest of your season. We'll be at another game next week, so make sure to log on to clevelandbrowns.com/community and vote for the matchup you want to see us cover. Remember, you can vote as much as you like. For John LaForest, I'm Elizabeth Menelli. See you next week.